KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And at 7:07, we have mostly sunny, clear skies and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 94 and winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Drought conditions are expected to expand and worsen across Iowa when the new map is released today from the U.S. Drought Monitor. The continued hot, dry weather is being reflected in runoff predictions for the Missouri River. Kevin Grody with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Omaha says lower than normal runoff has persisted since last year.
May runoff above Sioux City, Iowa was 2.1 million acre feet, which is 61% of average. This follows a very dry April. Soil conditions in the upper basin continue to be extremely dry during the mountain snowmelt and spring rainfall portion of the runoff season.
Grody says the Corps' overall runoff prediction will end up well below normal.
The current dry soil conditions and NOAA's latest outlooks calling for warmer than normal temperatures and drier than normal precipitation has resulted in the 2021 calendar year runoff forecast of 17.9 million acre feet, which is 69% of average.
Grody says they don't expect much change until perhaps 2022.
Given the dry soil moisture conditions, below average stream flow, and the extended warm and dry climate outlooks, we expect runoff to remain below average during the remainder of the calendar year.
The Corps is sending letters to water users all along the river warning them of possible problems with low water access. Red Oak Police Wednesday afternoon arrested 23-year-old Dawson Allen Squires of Red Oak. Squires was taken into custody on a Montgomery County warrant for harassment in the second degree. His cash-only bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at $2,000. Police in Red Oak arrested a man from Stanton, also on a harassment charge. Authorities say 46-year-old Marshall Larry Adams was arrested late Wednesday afternoon for harassment in the second degree. Adams was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. A central Iowa man who stole an Iowa State Patrol cruiser in April escaped from the Zion Recovery Services in Clarinda, or at least failed to return. According to reports, 31-year-old Brandon Eugene Doring of Des Moines left the facility on Sunday. He'd been arrested back on April 20th on charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia, first-degree theft, reckless driving, eluding, assault on a peace officer and others, driving while license denied or suspended or revoked, first offense OWI, speeding, possession of a controlled substance, and second-degree theft motor vehicle at valued at under $10,000. On June the 3rd, Doring was transported from the Dallas County Jail to Zion Recovery Services for inpatient treatment in Clarinda, and authorities say he absconded from the facility on or about June 6th and was now listed on escape status. A warrant for his arrest was ordered Tuesday in the Dallas County District Court. Now, the incident that initially led to his arrest in April, as you may recall, we told you, began around 1 p.m. on that April 20th on Interstate 80 near Earlham after an Iowa State Patrol trooper responded to an accident on the interstate. The vehicle that Doring was driving, a Monte Carlo, had been stolen out of Dexter and was hung up on the cable barriers. The trooper saw Doring walking along the roadway. He questioned him and found drug paraphernalia on Doring and took him into custody. The handcuffed man was somehow able to steal the trooper's vehicle and lead law enforcement on a high-speed chase across southern Dallas and northern Madison counties. He eventually abandoned the cruiser and was taken into custody at gunpoint. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports 32-year-old Michael Dean Wilson of Council Bluffs was arrested Tuesday on Montgomery County warrants for parole violation and controlled substance violation. Wilson was arrested in Shenandoah. During his arrest, he was also charged with possession of a controlled substance with total bond amounting to $52,000, and he was being held in the Page County Jail. Elsewhere in the news, Republican Senator Joni Ernst says President Biden has proposed a federal budget that would spend too little on the military and too much on the Internal Revenue Service.
Who does the president think he will be able to call on should we need to fight off foreign threats? His new army of IRS agents?
Ernst says Americans may fear an IRS audit, but Red China won't. Biden has proposed increasing the number of U.S. agents by about 15% in each of the next 10 years in order to beef up efforts to catch Americans who aren't paying what they owe in taxes. Ernst, the first female combat veteran elected to the U.S. Senate, says Biden's proposed budget is far less generous to the military. The small number of new ships added to the Navy, she said, will not keep pace with the growth of Communist China's shipbuilding. Ernst says this is especially concerning since the CCP now boasts the world's largest navy and is attempting to expand its naval presence in the Atlantic. Reports indicate that China is trying to establish a port on the west coast of Africa that will be a home base for Chinese submarines and aircraft carriers. Ernst made her comments Wednesday afternoon during a speech on the Senate floor. And a new report finds many Iowa farmers are having to shell out more money to cover a significant increase in land rent rates this year. Iowa State University Extension ag economist Wendong Zhang says it's the first big boost in rental rates in 8 years.
What we saw is a 4.5% growth to about $2 per acre. So what is noticeable is that this is probably the first major increase in cash rent since 2013, when we had the land value peak.
Better crop and land prices, along with lower interest rates and government payments, were all factors, he said, in generating the land rent rate increase. Zhang says the rate varies based on the region.
In northwest Iowa, they're seeing the average cash rent essentially saw some modest increase, so $239 to increase to $242. But in north central Iowa, the increase is more, from $225 to $238.
The 2021 cash rent survey is based on more than 1,300 responses from Iowa producers and landowners. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.